Well, hello to you and a very warm welcome to the OK Cafe. If this is your first visit to us, may I suggest that you go back and listen to the first introduction to the OK Cafe, just really so that you get an understanding and an overview of why we're here and what we're doing and why we make this visit to the virtual OK Cafe. But if you've been before, then you know the drill. Come in, find that comfortable seat, get that nice refreshing drink for yourself. It's warm at the moment, and so I have a squash here, a lovely blackcurrant squash with some ice cubes in to enjoy while I'm here in the OK Cafe. So here we are in the OK Cafe for another visit. It's been a while since our last visit, and a lot of different things are happening. We're in a new half of the year, so we're in a new quarter. If you're the same as me, are you wondering where 2019 is going to take you, and what you need to put in place now to kind of make the second half of this year really pop and really fly? And it's interesting because I wanted to talk about a couple of things today. One of them was about my anxiety. And I've talked about my anxiety before, and I think I've talked about it in the kind of context of certainly accepting it and understanding it, which I fully accept that it is part of myself. Although even saying that, I feel a bit like, have I? Because I certainly get frustrated with myself when my anxiety takes hold and when it stops me from doing things that I want to do, or certainly I feel holds me back perhaps from doing things that I want to do. So perhaps I haven't accepted it as much as I think I have. But certainly I have learned to manage it. I've learned the techniques to get through it. But now I'm thinking that maybe that's not enough. And I've been talking with my business coach about having a new narrative for my life and what my new narrative might be. Because I have done the sad and successful narrative for a number of years now, and actually that's kind of not the story I want to tell anymore. It's not the story I want as part of my life. So what's my new narrative, right? So what is going to be the narrative for me moving forward? And I've talked a lot about embracing it all, and in the same context, enjoying my anxiety, or doing my very best to enjoy my anxiety. And that sounds really strange, doesn't it? And I think, again, coming back to accepting my anxiety, I think that's probably where I need to start, ensuring that I do accept it, that I do, value those feelings as part of me. So I do think there's certainly some work to do there. And then once that kind of acceptance is more more readily available to me and to my mind, then the next step is, as I say, to enjoy it. And the previous kind of period of anxiety that I had a couple of weeks ago, I did start to make a list of the things that I enjoyed. I'm going to use that phrase, that word, the things that I enjoyed during my periods of anxiety. And one of them is that I like listening to kind of angry music, what I would describe as angry music, not too angry, but Linkin Park, Green Day, that type of some of Maroon 5's first album stuff, sort of Songs About Jane. There's a few kind of angry songs on there, and I like turning the music up, and I like listening to it, and I like it blaring and real kind of loud angry stuff. And I don't do that at any other time apart from when I feel anxious. And I do enjoy listening to that music, but I need to be in a certain place in order to do that. So that's something that without my anxiety, I wouldn't have that. So that's, that's a reason for it to be valued. I think the other thing is about knowing what good feels like, because how do you know light if you don't know dark? I certainly think that my anxiety means that I value good much more, and when it comes. And I wouldn't have that without the anxiety. So trying to reframe it in terms of enjoying the difficult times and the anxious times, because that means you will value and enjoy the good times even more. So so certainly that's something. And the other thing that I've been kind of thinking about is what my periods of anxiety kind of teach me about myself, and about looking after myself, and about energy levels and resource levels, because actually that sort of information is valuable, not just to me as an individual, but also to me as a business leader, and as someone who is who's heading up an organization. So certainly, again, that's something of value to be recognizing during those periods of anxiety, that they are learning periods, and that I like learning. Learning may be difficult and challenging and all of those things, but I do like doing it. So again, that's something to focus on and to enjoy in those periods of anxiety. And it was interesting. The other day I was having a conversation with a colleague about adventure and safety, and how you can't have both. So you kind of have to decide, I think, at different periods of your life, whether you want adventure or safety. And I came out, those of you who've read Superhero will know, I came out of an abusive relationship and straight into safety, and straight into the arms of safety, and I stayed there for quite a long time, and until the desire for adventure was overwhelming, and I broke away. And now I'm in, I've had lots of adventures over the past 5 years, and but I've still had moments of seeking safety. And I'm not quite sure where I am right now, if I'm honest, here in the OK Cafe. I'm not sure whether I want safety or I want adventure. I feel like I want both. And as I said, this is what led to the discussion about, you know, you can't have both. So yes, I guess I need to do some more thinking and some more challenging of myself around what I'm looking for out of the rest of 2019. Certainly, here we are in July. Where do I want to be come December 2019? But also, I think it's a little bit more than that for me right now. I think it's also where I want to be in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years of my life. This new narrative, this new perspective, this new way of enjoying anxiety. And yes, you know, finding out is now a time for adventure for me, whilst I explore some of these things, or is it a time for safety? Is it a time for safety and security whilst I find this out? And I don't have the answers, but I'm sure a few more visits to the OK Cafe, a bit more talking with you, and I will be there. So normally at the end of our visit to the OK Cafe, I recommend some further reading. And I have just finished an autobiography by Dylan Alcott, who is an Australian Paralympian, both in wheelchair basketball and in wheelchair tennis. And he actually also competed at Wimbledon for the first time this year. And I believe he won, actually. I think he won the I think it's the quad singles and the quad doubles. I'll have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, I've been reading his autobiography. It's called Able, and I just thought that it kind of fit quite well with the whole thinking about adventure and safety, and also kind of enjoying anxiety and enjoying the thing that often other people will see as holding us back. And Dylan obviously talks a lot about that, and about his life in a wheelchair, and the difference that has made to him, and the person that has made him. So the challenges that he's faced as a result, but also actually the opportunities that he's been brought. I've found it a very powerful, very enjoyable read, very entertaining as well. He's very funny, and he narrates the audiobook actually himself as well, if you wanted to check that out. But that brings us to a close now for this visit to the OK Cafe, and I really look forward to seeing you again soon.